The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Russell Gilbert.
That's right, Gilbo's here. Morning, Gilbo.
Good morning, Tony.
We want to see what other shows you can dredge up out of the archives. There's a lot more than just On the Buses, sir.
Yes.
It's all coming up. Hey, Behind the Rock, that's where we're going. Ed thinks he may have found something interesting about Princess Mary.
I'm trying, Tony. I'm trying.
I don't believe it. Uh-huh. And you've got a new segment, is that right?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, new segment today.
Oh. And hello to you too, Ed.
Morning, Russ.
We don't bother with formalities. Hey, what about Richard Marsland's pregnancy? He'll be having an intimate conversation with Carl Stefanovic. It's all coming up on Get This.
I can tell you one thing. If I have anything to do with it, it will never occur again.
Oh, that's Desire, you too, here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Good morning, everyone. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that man, Ed Cavalli.
Morning.
You right there, Ed?
Fine. Fine. Distracted by Take 5 magazine.
Oh, we'll get to that. And that's Russell Gilbert. A fake round, if you would.
Oh, fantastic.
Gilbert.
Tone.
Seen you for a while.
No, I haven't bumped into you for a long time, actually. It's just great to see you. You haven't changed, which is all good, and I've changed a little bit, put on a couple of kilos, maybe.
Oh, look, I'm sure that's for a movie part.
Oh, yeah.
Just say it's for a movie part.
I'm playing the Michelin Man in a couple of months.
Oh, convincingly, too. But, you know, the last time I did see you, I think, was in the movie Ned Kelly. Did you know this, Ed?
No, I haven't seen it. So it's Gilbo. You're in it, Gilbo.
Russell Gilbert has the first line. Don't you the first bloke that speaks?
Well, yeah, but I have about, I think I have 6 or 7 lines in it, and it's, but it is in the opening scene before they roll credits, and they start rolling credits over me, and I'm thinking, well, that's exactly where I thought it would finish anyway for me, and it did. So as they start rolling credits, I'm going, geez, I was good as that was all about me.
Showstopper.
Exactly, but the funny thing was, when I had to play an Irishman,
oh, yes.
Yeah. And I had to go and read for it. So I read as a southern. First, I started reading it like, "You're a liar, Kelly. That's a postmaster's mare." And then the guy said to me, "Look, that's okay, but you want to be a different Irish. You want to be Northern Irish." So then I went back and I went, "You're a liar, Kelly. That's a postmaster's mare." So then I went back and I thought, "No, how am I going to get this?" Then I started reading it like a leprechaun. "Get out of there, Kelly. That's a postmaster's mare. What are you doing there? Hang that, Kelly. Get down from there. I'll shoot you now. That's what I'll do." And you realise there's no such thing as the leprechaun. So then I went back to the Sutherland. That's the postmaster's mare. And I nearly accidentally blew Heath Ledger's head off with one of the guns.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you the story?
Please do.
Through. What happened was we were doing a scene where I'm with Heath Ledger in a little main street, and what happens is I shoot him, and those guns weren't very good in those days, so I shoot him from about 5 yards away, and it misses. Then he comes up, and he grabs my gun and throws it on the ground, and then he starts wrestling me and rubbing my face in the dirt. Then two policemen grab him, then I pick up the gun like a big, tough policeman, and I run up to him, and I whack him across the face with the gun.
It's basically a Rodney King incident circa a couple hundred years ago.
Basically, yes, yeah, but not on video. You know, that's the only thing.
No, there's etchings, though.
There is. Yeah.
Just incriminatory drawings.
Charcoal drawings somewhere. I've heard that. But so what happened was we did the scene, and we carried through, and what the armourer did, he put two wads in the gun.
Yeah.
So when I actually swung the gun at Ned, Heath Ledger, it actually went off as it went past his face again. And we looked at each other and then we just carried on. But it could have been a very horrible moment.
It could have been Leprechaun beheads Ledger.
Yeah.
And then
there you go, Heath, take that. Now take that and get out of here. That's what I want from you. Get out. Get out and get out now.
See, there was no such thing as the Leprechaun's head. Keep that in mind. Don't be frightened. Don't look that frightened.
I know, it's funny because I think you're trying to picture, because people can't see me when I do it. I jump around like some little guy. Yeah, but
and so, essentially, you're the cowardly cop, aren't you?
Yeah, I am the cowardly cop. He wasn't really cowardly. I just sort of decided to play him like that because once Heath beat me, he smacked me in the head and rubbed my face. He didn't really do anything, to be honest. He just rubbed my feet, my head in the dirt.
Yeah.
But when I asked him, I was going to rip him off the horse, I said, "Listen, Heath, is it okay if I just go for you?" He goes, "Yeah, no worries, Russ." So we did the take about 4 times, and after every take, I was sewing his shirt up, and he was looking at me because I was just grabbing him and throwing him off the horse and then throwing him onto the ground. But then I'm thinking, okay, this is fun. But when he had to kick me in the back, he went for it as well. So I remember he evened up on me, mate, Heath. He evened up. Don't worry. For 2 days, I was walking around with strapping on my shoulder. I couldn't lift the gun to hit him the second day. But, yeah, so, he, no, you know, you've got to rob Peter to pay Paul sometimes.
I was just saying before the show, I was in America when Ned Kelly came out.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the posters they put out. Like, they obviously didn't want people to think it was historical and boring. So Ned Kelly was just written, like, Lethal Weapon.
Wow.
And then they just had a photo of Heath Ledger and Orlando Bloom, like, modern day, just, like, out of, you know, New Weekly. And then just an outline of a gun, but it was so sort of softly focused that it could have been a modern gun.
Yeah. Jesus. You know what they should have done?
What?
They should have had me, dressed as a leprechaun, with a super soaker. No, don't cut it. I'll get you. I'll get you. I promise you. Yes. I promise you. I'll squirt you.
That's a good film.
Dragged
Russell Gilbert as the soaking leprechaun.
Dragged off a horse by a leprechaun with a super soaker. Such is life.
That's a film. You get a junkie in there and the AFC will buy that.
Couple of nice shots of some kookaburras. You know?
I've seen you. I'm trying to think of some of the other movie appearances. Nirvana Street Murder. Cowardly Meatworks Boss.
Okay, another Cowardly Meatworks Boss.
What is that? Are you becoming the new Bill Paxton? We're all going to die, man. We're all going to die. And he was just the new Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
He was the old, we're all going to die. Maybe you could become Australia's We're All Going to Die guy. What was that film you were in with Jason Donovan?
Oh, that was, I was going to be called Pellegrini, but I think it was called Loot.
Pellegrini, it was about the forensic accountant.
Right, yeah, and he had a...
I like it.
Yeah, and what he had...
Who did you play, Russell?
I played like a another the information guy, like the shoeshine guy,
you,
I think.
You were like the shoeshine guy in Police Squad who always has all the information. Yeah. Slip him enough money.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
like the telecom worker who just sort of just talking over the side of his mouth.
Yeah, you might want to have a look at this and see what's going on over there, Bobby. You know, but I went for another part, but I only had two or three little lines in that. But I you know, I'd love to do some film.
It was called Loot.
Loot. I think it was called Loot.
But it was going to be the first in like a Halifax style series.
Oh, yeah.
But it was about a forensic accountant.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't sizzle that up.
Yeah.
They had like this sequence where the cops surround a house.
Oh my God.
And there's being cut to the, you know, barging the door down. In they come. What's going to happen?
Hostage?
Confiscating files.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, and
confiscating. You cannot make a confiscating files montage.
No amount
exciting.
Of paper cuts is going to exactly. make that dangerous.
You walk in there and there's a guy just holding the plug from the computer in his hand and he's going, I've got rid of all the evidence. No, you haven't.
This MyObs software is incorrectly formatted. You're going down.
No, go. I don't know. It's not mine.
Have we got a show here? I think we've got Russell Gilbert as the leprechaun with a super soaker. We're going to find out what other TV shows people want you to drag out of the archives for this thing you're doing on Channel 7 Saturday nights.
Great comedy classics.
Let's get started. Oh, that's Ben Lee. Of course it is. Here at Get This on Triple M Around the Nation, where Russell Gilbert is with us. You may know him as the leprechaun policeman from Ned Kelly. And, of course, host of, what's it called, on...
Great Comedy Classics, 6:30, Saturday nights on Channel 7.
Yeah, on the buses. George and Mildred.
Benny Hill and Doctor in the House.
And for Ed, it's like watching science fiction. He's never seen any of these shows before.
Benny Hill I'd seen before, and I loved it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, all the scantily clad yakety sax chasing work.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise the sort of bizarre setups beforehand. Like, he'll go to the beach, and then they're like, right, we need a way for all the girls' clothes to fall off. I've got it, some wind. And everyone's like, brilliant!
That's it!
Brilliant! A gust of wind!
So
why did the men's clothes fall off? Their clothes are windproof.
Why doesn't that knotted handkerchief on his head fall off?
I've been watching them, and it is hilarious watching them back, because they're super funny, and you actually see... So I've actually seen a Benny Hill episode going... Geez, that's where I got the idea from that.
Yeah.
You know, for one of my Russell Gilbert shows, I go, I did something similar. And I used to close Russell Gilbert was here, was I hope to see you very, very soon. You know, and he goes, good night, and I hope to see you very, very soon.
I remember, and he would always do, the sort of the bit where he's himself, just at the end of the show.
Yes.
And there was one where they did Benny Hill Down Under.
Yeah, right.
And it ended with a fast motion chase. And he's running around a park, chasing a lot of women in their underwear in fast motion. And then they slow to normal speed. And in the park, on the film bit, he turns to the camera and goes, well, thank you very much. I'd like to thank the Ladybirds and Swingle Too. And then he goes back into the chase.
Excuse me.
It was absolute surrealism.
That's a bit of trivia I didn't know, Steve.
That's too much trivia.
Too much trivia. But it is fantastic. George and Mildred make me laugh. I'm telling you. Some just jam-packed of one-liners. I am telling you, there are so many one-liners in George and Mildred. And how raw some of these are. It is really good to watch, I'm telling you. It's a hark back to, you know, from a bygone era.
Ed's unconvinced.
I was pretty sad when I was watching the George and Mildred.
Yeah, no, there's some good stuff in there. Don't worry. You'll be surprised.
And I reckon there's a lot more in those archives. We'll be talking about that later. But first, let's get to the women's magazine.
Women's magazine.
And all those people, the onlookers.
Yes.
The
lunches.
You know who we're talking about.
Those industry sources, onlookers, observers, associates, friends and a pal. Those well-placed insiders and most fellow diners could not help but notice the smell. Those in attendance were startled to witness the fast-growing stain in his pants. But that's just the way Mr. Hasselhoff likes to do business when he's visiting France.
That's right, David Hasselhoff pissed himself. Man. You may have heard about that.
Big thanks to Benny Hill Orchestra.
And you don't like Benny Hill?
Benny Hill.
That's fantastic.
It's George and Mildred that he draws the line at.
No, Benny Hill, I'm a big fan.
You'll be surprised. Carry on.
David Hasselhoff is planning to star in a stage musical of his own life.
Come on.
Titled David Hasselhoff, the musical.
Yeah, good title. Yeah,
he says the show will be honest about the troubles he's had in his life, including his recent pissing his pants at the airport incident.
That scene is not going to be in it.
Everyone's done that at the airport, haven't they?
Yeah, one time or another.
You just don't want to talk about it.
As we say, it's relinquishing your liquids before you get on the flight.
Exactly. I've had a brush with that same thing at the supermarket.
Have you?
Oh, man. You run around. Oh, no, just normal procedure, just sitting there going, and in the aisle, I'm in the 13 items or less aisle, or 12 items, and I'm just standing there, and I couldn't hold it. I actually had to drop my stuff, run, and I'm running across the road to the pub. And I've gone back, and all my stuff's been put back on the shelves, which made it worse. So
And whenever you go to the supermarket, they just follow you around with that plastic yellow cone.
That's a good reason to actually just have a wee on the floor. There's a big sign that says wet floor. I go, okay, why not?
When in Rome.
Someone else has.
But, hey, let's not just think that it's all egotistical musicals and urinated on trousers for David Hasselhoff.
No.
Listen to his pickup line. David Hasselhoff's favourite pickup line.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Do you have a towel?
I'm David Hasselhoff. No. This is his surefire zinger. You're probably married or engaged, but I wanted you to know that you touched me and I didn't want this moment to simply go by.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, don't look down. Don't look down. Sorry. I've had a lot to drink.
It's not my favourite. My favourite pickup line would be, "Hi, honey, I have amnesia. Do I come here often?"
Write them down. Shortwire zingers.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in the ideas bank. Is there an ideas shower in here this morning?
I think so.
They love an ideas shower in the sales department.
Raining ideas.
Princess Mary, have you ever heard anything interesting about it?
No.
Ever?
Well, I don't read a lot of the women's magazines. Once I saw the front of a magazine once and it said, the penis, sex organ or birth defect, I went, that's it. No, I'm not picking up another.
That's the end of it.
That's where I stopped reading mags.
Well,
but tell me, I've not read much about her, no.
The latest is Mary, Queen of Style.
Oh, why?
She's wearing some curtains by the looks of it. The royal style icon was glowing when she opened the Copenhagen International Fashion Fair in Denmark, but all eyes were focused on her stomach for a telltale baby bump.
Did it say telltale baby bump?
It says telltale baby bump.
Fantastic.
That's in the Woman's Day.
In the Indian New Idea, they've gone for an entirely different angle. They've got, for at both fashion events, she held beautiful bouquets in front of her tummy, which sent tongues a-wagging.
Sent tongues a-wagging?
Oh.
There's nothing interesting there.
Nothing.
She's never done a single interesting thing.
She just held up some flowers.
The possibility of a baby bump. How is that interesting?
It's not interesting.
She's going to have a second baby.
Big deal.
I think it's a good idea, but I think they should be out there looking for photos of just baby bumps.
Oh, they are.
I think it's fantastic. Front page, you know, first photos of what's-her-name's baby bump.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Nicole Richie, telltale sandwich bump. That's what we're almost looking for there. And if you have a look at these pictures, I mean, $9.95 a month, and you can sponsor Nicole Richie. Please, somebody do something to return her from the current Gandhi-like skeleton.
Oh, are you talking
back to a more conventionally shaped, irritating princess? Can somebody help?
Are you talking about how skinny she's looking?
It's just so wrong.
I mean, I'll tell you, I'm big on sponsoring children and stuff. I sponsor a young kid over the other side of the world. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I do. $18.50 a month. And but something, I don't know, he must have a few sponsors because he rang me on the mobile and asked me where my check was last week. I'm going, hey, come on, what's going on?
I'm not getting the envelopes, Russell. Yeah. Where are the goddamn envelopes, man?
Yeah. I'm getting emails of him in his car, him and his lovely Mercedes. He's sitting next to his lovely Mercedes.
That's right, there are many children sponsored by the Mercedes-Benz Vito for some reason.
Well, good car, that. Good car, the Vito.
What else is in the women's mags?
Have you seen the Teen Internet Lover?
No.
It's a 16-year-old in Perth who's got his 30-year-old lover from the internet from America.
Yeah.
And she's moved out here.
Right,
and if you have a look there, he's wearing a Hillary Clinton T-shirt. Just to complete the look.
Oh, he loves the ladies.
And here we go. But it's a touching romance. Ready for this? This is a quote from him. People think I'm being taken advantage of, or they accuse me of an inferior mental state, but I know what I'm doing.
Did you have that specially queued up by Richard Marsden before the segment?
The shock jock Richard Marsden and I cooked up that one.
Oh, I'm being told we're running out of time. There's so many we didn't get to Bobby Brown dumps Whitney Houston for a porn star.
Good move.
Well done, sir.
Your hubby's a flop, says
Ken
Rock. Oh, does say that. Your hubby's... Yeah,
no, it's nothing to do with you, Gilbert. Oh, I know. No, I was just checking out if you were reading between the lines or you were reading what was there.
No, it's...
Your hubby's kid flop.
Yeah, this Kid Rock's ex has warned Pamela Anderson that Kid Rock is boring in the bedroom. Yeah. Kid Rock, apparently just a nickname.
No. What's you know his dad, Adult Rock?
No. Hey, not.
Sweden's version of the ABC has been running porn behind the news anchor. So they're going to the 6 o'clock news in Stockholm, and behind them on the board where there's normally like the little graphics or whatever.
Oh, running today, tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, no. They're running porn.
Triple X check porn.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's, see, you go to a hotel, that's $14.95.
There you go. You go to Sweden.
And you're not as well informed at the end of it.
No, exactly. You learn nothing. But you get the first 2 minutes free in the hotels.
Gilbo, is that right?
Yes. Somebody told me that.
Just play a bit of that on Comedy Classics this week. Now, you looked a bit worried when I said your hubby's a flop. Have you ever been in these mags, Gilbo?
I've been in some mags before. And once it was said, who is the comedy personnel, this is Hey Hey Days, who, it was in one of those ladies, man.
Yes.
Who, with a bot, actually had the colour of my car, and they called it Bile Coloured Exa.
Bile Coloured?
So that's what they said. Who is the comedy personality with the Bile Coloured Exa? I'm thinking, I only had the only yellow Exa made in the country, and it was horrible, it was the worst colour, who sings at the top of his voice with all his windows down while going down Chapel Street. And I'm thinking, when I'm reading, I'm going, that's me!
That is you!
That is my
name! But there's nothing wrong with that!
Yes, but I sing, I sing in every street.
But what were you pumping out of the Exa?
What music? I remember that day because I was singing, I picked up an album, Uriah Heep album. And I was singing Stealing. Take me across the water. You know, I was stealing when I should have been buying. Stealing. And I think it's when I poked my head out and went, rock and roll! All right, stealing!
Wow!
I should have been, and I was good.
That guy in the bile car is rocking out.
Yeah. But I tell you, if they had have got me on Fitzroy Street, two blocks away, I would have been, wanna rock and roll! I was going through my 70s classics.
We'll get through the entire street directory, musically speaking.
Yeah, surely.
By the end of the show, and I've just been told that our little theme song for the Women's Mag segment is libelous.
Really?
And really, I shouldn't be naming as many celebrities. I've just got to tone it down a bit. All right.
Those pals and insiders amaze fellow diners and get someone close to the star. Insist that a friend of an onlooker's pal had associates there in the bar. Allegedly someone, according to sources, some startled observers and pals. But friends were not sure what the pals saw, sources all swore something took place, but none of that was verified by insiders or observers or the pals.
And that's all we've got for you.
Get this.
Don't wind anybody up in this part of the world, because these boys don't take prisoners.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Ah, good morning, everybody. It's Get This on Triple M around the nation. I understand in some states, two ad breaks were going to air at the same time.
Brilliant innovation.
Mm. It's right. Everyone will be doing that tomorrow.
Brilliant. Yeah, and you told me when I got in, you said, don't press the button. But I couldn't help it, Dave. Sorry. Russell, leave the... Oh, no. I want to... Oh, sorry.
Russell,
sorry,
Gilbert is here. You've got to know, Gilbert, we're in the haunted studio. See?
Ooh,
it's
hello.
Creepy. Anything can happen.
Ooh.
Two ads at once. They will be invoicing two clients. You watch.
The idea shower is raining. It's raining ideas. It's raining genius ideas today.
Is it raining top music, though, Ed Cavalier?
Oh, yes.
What have you prepared?
Okay. I reckon I've probably prepared a little bit of guitar.
Really? Is that what you reckon?
And some, no, I have.
You sure it's not synthesizers and
it's not
space guns
no,
again?
It's no, the lasers are at home.
Yeah.
All right, Russ, I'll be playing bass, I think, at the start. The
yeah?
bass, definitely.
Yeah, really?
And then I'll probably crack in with some drums. One, two, three, four. Oh, see, that's close.
All right. That's the Pretenders Brass in Pocket here on Get This on Triple M. We've got Russell Gilbert with us.
Ooh.
YouTube. Have you checked out YouTube, Gilbert?
No, I haven't checked out YouTube yet, and I want to. I'm very interested in it.
There's so much on there. You get on there and type in Steve Martin. There's an evening of fun.
Mm.
How's that clip?
Really good stuff.
There's a clip of Steve Martin on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, 1984, doing the funniest magic trick.
And amazing stand-up for dogs. It's fantastic.
He's doing stand-up for dogs.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Well, he started doing magic as a 10-year-old at Disneyland, out in front of Disneyland.
Is that right?
Yeah, as a kid, yeah. He used to busk and do magic as a kid, so he was a magician.
And we've got a couple of links from our website to two of our favourite YouTube sites.
Oh, right.
Pinata Accidents and Nice Little Cats. Yeah.
Nice little cats. Something for everyone.
Is there an accident with a piñata and a cat?
Oh,
can we do that?
We can do that. If you type that in, you'll get about 20 clips. We do get a lot of emails.
We do.
People wanting stuff to be on the podcast. Yes. The podcast is going up early.
It is.
It's going to be sent for people who subscribe on iTunes. It'll be landing in your mailbox tonight.
What have we got this time around?
40 minutes of bacon.
Oh, yeah?
You've Ooh. Got... Oh, I'll tell you what's on there.
Sizzling.
Sizzling away. The new Time magazine
good.
Woman's
yes.
Day sketch. A lot of people wanting that. That's on the new podcast.
Good. Anything for your, Snatto fans.
No Snatto Garo again this week. That's Snatto Chilaro. That's how he misspells his name.
Snatto fans.
Nothing for Snatto fans. There's Fleety's in there, of course.
Good. Yep.
There's lots of good stuff in there.
Good.
That's coming tonight.
Don't
but a lot of sketches... that we do, we can't put in the podcast because of copyright music issues.
The bane of your existence,
so
copyright music.
100th show tomorrow. And by the way, obviously, that's completely legal. And there's nothing wrong with
no, that's fine.
Music
fine.
Copyright as such. But we want to play a little skit. Oh, it isn't. I mean, I don't want to rip off the Simple Minds.
No, absolutely not.
They need that 47 cents a month that APRA send them. But that's one of the skits. Yeah, we couldn't play the Simple Minds one on the podcast.
So?
100th show tomorrow, so here
People
it is
have been
again.
Asking for it.
This week on Triple M's Behind the Rock, the remarkable true story behind the Simple Minds hit, Don't You, Brackets, Forget About Me.
My name's Terry Pelmet, and I was the auto-cue operator at the Top of the Pops on the night that Simple Minds did the song from The Breakfast Club, Don't You Brackets Forget About Me, for the very first time. And it was a God Almighty cock-up. What basically happened was that, I mean, the whole thing was not properly prepared. I think the song had only been written that afternoon down the pub by mistake. I think somebody was knocking it up for the end credits of the John Hughes film, and everyone just thought that, Huey Lewis and the News would do it, because I think they'd done 755 end credit songs in the 12-month period, and somehow the Minds copped it, and there we all were at TOTP. And I got everything asked about, and it wasn't all on there for Jim Kerr, who, bless his heart, forged on, but this, crouching will only get you so far. He did a lot of crouching. I think he vamped about 3.5 minutes of crouching, but the audience, I think, eventually were onto him, and sadly it all fell apart from... you're not going to show the footage. There we go.
Oh, Christ.
Russ or Barry, don't let him read the next bit. I've just written don't 4 times. Oh, he'll read anything, that bloke. Oh, my God. Hey, mate, I haven't got the last verse typed out yet. He's just going to have to fill, all right? He's already said that about 10 times. Oh, look, I don't know. Are there any more lyrics? I'm not sure if there are any more. Just, can you go to an instrumental? That's it. Jim, can you hear me? Just repeat the phrase, will you walk away? That's good. Oh, God. Will you walk on by? Try that again. That's good. What was the first bit again? Come on, call my name. Try that again. Yep. Will you call my name? Right, I'm out of ideas. You're just going to have to fill for yourself. Can you come up with something? That's good. Just keep doing that for a while. La, 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 la. It's great. Try a bit of crouching. Just crouch, you know. You'll be fine in those pads. Just give it a crouch or two. Brilliant. Right, go over the other side and crouch down over there. They love a bit of that. Beautiful crouching. Now just throw in when you walk on by. Perfect. Now, the music's fading. See if you can get the crowd to do the la-la-la-la. That's beautiful. You'd think it was in the song. Maybe it should be. You can put that in the single, la-la-la-la. I mean, it's catchy. You know, it's easy to remember if you're doing any more of these.
That'd be Snow Patrol here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Russell Gilbert is with us, and we are brought to you by the van of the year, the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Oh, hang on. That's the theme from On the Buses. That doesn't sum up the tremendous safety features and extraordinary quality and affordability of the Mercedes-Benz Vito in any way at all.
Oh, leave it out.
Leave it out.
I hate you, Butler.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Come on, mate. It's just a couple of birds. Just a couple of birds.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Sorry, we've gone all on the buses and way too early. That's
I've caught it. I've started doing it.
Oh,
no. It finally happened.
It's 25 years before he was born, but he started doing it.
Oh, if you keep going, I'm going to start singing Ernie. If you keep going, you can hear the earth beats pound as they raced across the ground.
Actually, I think Ed has a song because we're, the big suspense on this show is, are we going to be allowed to play The Hives? Hate to say, I told you so, our theme song on our 100th program tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Still no permission forthcoming. But did you ask if we could play something?
Yeah, I got I snuck something through. As we're talking, we're going to be talking about old TV shows. Russ was coming in. And one of my favourite old TV shows also happens to have the greatest theme song ever. Rich, if you will.
A new boy in the neighbourhood lives downstairs and is understood. He's there just to take good care of me.
People feel it.
Like he's one of the
and our nights.
Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I say, I want Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge of our days.
I reckon we could fade about now.
Is that for real? Did you see? He was actually standing up, clapping, and waving around.
Ed has a lighter held aloft.
Unbelievable.
He's so into Charles and Charles.
Waving his T-shirt with a cigarette lighter in the studio. Go mad. Charles
please
in charge.
Please, put that. Rocky, any record? No, any.
Can't get Charles in charge.
Hey, let's get up the mountain. Because that's what we're talking about. Russell Gilbert is presenting comedy classics from the past on Channel 7 on Saturday nights from about 6.30.
6.30 to 8.30?
All right through to 8.30.
Yep. Four classics.
Got on the buses. He's got George Mildred.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Either word classics is being stretched there. But okay, jury's out.
I'm telling you, you watch. They are joke city, some of the George Mildreds. They're written, some of the jokes are just... They come at you like a machine gun in George and Mildred. I'm being honest.
That's how I felt like I was being shot. You're right.
No, hey, come on. No, I'm being honest. And you know the other thing is, Doctor in the House. Yeah. It's fantastic. And you, the first episode, who was it written by? Do you know, Tony?
Was it John Cleese?
Yes, and Graham.
And Graham Chapman.
Exactly. Yeah. Second episode, written by, have a guess.
Barry Cryer.
The Goodies.
Oh, the Goodies.
Two of them, Graham Garden and Bill Oddie wrote the second and third episodes of Doctor in the House. So, I mean, there's some good talent there. We all know where they went on to, you know.
Yeah. Oh, look, but have you got, you say George and Mildred, have you got the show that George and Mildred was the spin-off from, Man About the House? Have we got the theme from that?
Oh, yeah, Man About the House. They were like landlords.
And
he's
about to get some prizes.
And surprises. Well, I remember the opening titles. It had the star of it, who was like the super stud. It was it Robin Nedwell?
Robin Nedwell?
Or if I got that wrong? No, it was Richard O'Sullivan.
Uther Joyce and...
That was Mildred.
Yeah.
But, so what would happen is they go, Richard O'Sullivan, and you see this bloke, right? Because it's his title shot.
Yeah.
Then there was the woman with the dark hair, and you'd see her face. Mm. And then there was the other woman, the blonde woman, Sally Tomset, and her shot in the opening credits was just her ass. Walking away from camera, and her name was supered up over her own ass in offense.
Yeah.
Why has that tradition died out?
Where's that in Neighbours?
Where's that when Laurie Oakes is in the title spot Sunday?
Where was that for Ryan Shelton in Real Stories last night?
He was fantastic.
He's killer.
He was great.
Shelton.
That bit where he was the bloke who couldn't stop laughing at the people he had to look after and that he was the carer of.
Real Stories, it's killer. Al Shelton.
That was good.
Yeah.
Good
game. All good.
But it's not on Seven, so it's
anyway,
not
well, so good. We're talking old seven. TV shows.
Which ones should Gilbo dig up?
Yes.
Well.
Ed's voting for Charles in Charge.
What do you want, Tone?
I'm voting for Oh No, It's Selwyn Froggatt. That's a real show starring Bill Maynard from The Darling Buds of May.
Good.
And he would just show up at the pub every week.
Yep.
And he'd have something he'd found, you know, fallen off the back of a truck to sell.
Oh, yes.
And at some point, someone would go, oh, no, it's Selwyn Froggatt. Hence the name of the show. Which one would you personally like to see on
Look, I'd like to see, you know what I actually like? Steptoe and Son.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Steptoe. But, I think Steptoe, he'd make me laugh.
Yeah, right. I remember that. Rich?
The Curiosity Show.
Yes!
There you go.
Because I grew up in Adelaide, and there weren't too many shows coming out of Adelaide.
No.
There was Channel 9, as later to become Come On Kids.
Right,
yeah, unfortunately I remember that. Come On Kids.
And also, and then The Curiosity Show. And there were two things made by Banksia Productions in South Australia. Great time.
I think Humphrey Bear was came out. Humphrey Bear. Jeez, he was a funny old fella, wasn't he?
He
used to get in matters of stripes.
He did.
Lime his way out of them. We're not wearing any pants. Didn't Fat Cat get axed for failing to have a defined character? Have they never seen the man dance?
Yeah. How the hell is Jake Wall still working?
Exactly.
Well, I was hopeful, Jake Wall.
Marty Monster was a fun character years ago. Remember Marty Monster?
That clip where he went, the kangaroo went him. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. That is gold. Who was the guy on the...
Put that on your website.
The guy on the Curiosity Show.
Dean Hutton?
And was that the guy with the moustache? He'd often come on Hey Hey?
Dean Hutton.
And, right, because I always thought that was Edward James Olmos. I was wondering, how does he get from the Hey Hey set to Miami so quickly? Call us up with the show you reckon Gilbo should dig up and throw on the screens on a Saturday night on Channel 7, 133353. That's the new Radicals. You get what you give here at Get This. Russell Gilbert is with us. He does that show on Channel 7 on Saturday nights.
Great comedy classics.
Old shows dragged out of the archives. Mm-hmm. But what's he forgotten to drag out? You know, heavily.
Hello there, Robbie. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very. We're excellent, man. Which show would you like to see back on?
I'd love to see an old classic show back on. Now, I own Series 3 on DVD, but not Series 1 and 2. I haven't seen them for a while.
What's
I'll give you a hint to what it is, because on the Season 3 box set, it come with a press here for the theme song. So listen to this.
The greatest American hero.
Got it there, Robbie.
And who was the star?
William
Katz.
William Katz.
And who was his boss? Robert Culp.
There you go.
Robbie, thank you. I actually had it queued up in the studio, but you made that redundant, my friend.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Well done.
It's everywhere. He's stuck in it now. Thank you, Rob.
And I like how he watched Series 1 and 2 because that's when the effects would have been not as good as Series 3.
That's right. Exactly.
Hello, Mick.
There you go, fellas. How's it going?
Very good. Which show would you like to see back on?
Oh, well, it's a toss-up. I can't decide between it. You remember, it ain't half hot, mum?
Oh, it ain't half like hot, mum.
Someone like tell it? Me what that is.
It was sort of World War II comedy, and there was the main bloke was called Windsor Davies with a moustache, and his catchphrase was, "All right, you lovely boys." All right, you lovely boys.
That's the one.
It was
they were a male troop that dressed up as women to entertain the troops.
Oh, yeah. And the other one around that I like was F Troop. F Troop. Did you like it as well?
That was all right, but Dad's Army was quite classic.
You know? So if you liked it ain't half hot, Mum, you'd love Dad's Army, of course.
All right, you lovely boys.
Who do you think you are kidding me,
Hitler? Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
He copped that in,
Thank you, me. Hello, Paul.
How are you?
Hi, good, Paul. Sir, good. What would you like to see back on?
Oh, the show I'd like to see back is actually Mind Your Language.
Oh, Mind Your Language.
What's Mind Your Language?
Which show could fit so many stereotypes into one room?
Oh, exactly.
What was it about?
It was a teacher teaching migrants English.
Why, yes.
Exactly. I don't know how to go in today's multicultural
and
society.
I guess the different nationalities represented were played with subtlety, were they?
Yes, they were overacted and as big as bold as they could be. But that's the good thing about some of these old comedies, because they were made, it was a sign of the time.
It was a different time.
And that's why they're really good fun to watch.
Any catchphrases you remember from that, Paul?
Oh, yes, a thousand apologies.
Yeah, a thousand apologies. That's right, 1,000 apologies. I'll never forget that line either.
And that was one of those shows where they did it, like, at the BBC for a few years, and then it went offshore.
Right,
and
yeah.
Suddenly everything was cheaper, and suddenly the classroom was really echoey, like they were just doing it in a warehouse.
Boat.
That's too much information.
Well, I'm picking things out when I'm showing these comedy classics at 6:30 on Channel 7 Saturday nights. I'm picking out some old things, true, like, watch out for this set when it shakes, and how these doors don't close, and I'm going to bring that sort of stuff to people's attention.
Hello, Wayne.
Wayne.
Hey, g'day, Ed. How you going,
good,
mate?
Man. Very good. Tell me, which show would you like to see back?
Oh, I'm thinking of a wonderful politically correct show, mate, called Love Thy Neighbour.
Oh, Love Thy Neighbour.
It was
a white man and a black man, and they were neighbours.
That's the one.
And the white bloke was Jack Smethurst, and he was constantly, and I'm sorry
referred
if this...
Referred to, and please, yeah, I know, what you're going to say the words, aren't you?
I shouldn't say anything.
You can, I mean, it was a sign of the time, and we're not offending.
No, he was constantly calling his neighbour, and sorry if anyone's offended by this, Chocolate Top.
No.
And Eggnog.
No. That's
right. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
I don't forget Sambo.
There you go.
I mean, yeah.
But
what was the jokes? Like, what was funny? Like,
they always had, you know, situations of fences and things. Normal neighbourly stuff which goes on.
Gotcha.
But because they were, you know, opposed to each other, there was some fun to be had in that situation.
Fair enough.
And the catchphrase was a bloke at the pub who went, "I'll have half." That was his catchphrase.
It was the beauty of that.
Thank you, Wayne.
And there was a down under version. That's what I can't work out.
Well,
did they both
version?
Move to Australia by coincidence and move in next to each other?
What are the chances of that?
Or did Jack Smethurst move in next to an Aboriginal family? I'm not sure.
Well, time to tell on that one.
But it is amazing how some of those shows actually were remade, and, you know, Steptoe and Son became Sanford and Son. And,
yes.
On the Buses became Lots of Luck. And Dom DeLuise played one of the lead roles.
But they never were going to do Love Thy Neighbour.
No.
Who are you calling chocolate cup?
This is the Tony's act.
Hello.
You do the best voices, Tony.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hello, Ed.
Hello. So you're going to... What would you like to see back on?
Kenny Everett's Naughty Video Show.
Oh,
what is this about?
Well, it was the Kenny Everett video show.
Yeah.
But then there was the Kenny Everett Naughty Video Show. And I think on the video show he had a dance troupe called Hot Gossip.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Then they went, oh, let's just go all Hot Gossip. So the Naughty right. Video Show was just... you know, tits a go-go, am I right, sir?
That's about it, yeah.
That's it.
What? Very succinctly put, Ian.
There was also another spin-off to Man About the House, too, called Robin's Nest.
Robin's Nest.
That's correct.
And they had Ned the one-armed Irishman. I can't work out why he was there.
And are you one of these... His name was David Kelly.
He was wonderful. He also showed up in Fawlty Towers in one of their episodes.
And did you do when you were a kid of going, has he really got one arm?
That's right, I did.
And you just wait till he showed up in something else, and then you go...
but is that a fake arm?
He played a really good one-arm piano in one of the episodes.
He did.
He played a poker machine in another episode.
Thank you, everyone. We are massively over time.
I'm apologising to people who have got shows coming on after this, including The Bear. Sorry about that, Mr. Bear, but we had to talk about Love Thy Neighbour.
Love you, Mr. Bear.
And Russell, obviously that's going out on Saturday night on Channel 7.
Yep. Well done. Best of British from a bygone era. 6:30 Saturday night.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks
to everyone who called up. And I think our key phrase today was, well, it's Russell's car, the way it was described in the women's mags. Bile-coloured Exa. We'll be back tomorrow for our 100th show with Mick Molloy. Yay! And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
You are dealing with Dickinson.